let's get this going. Okay.
I like that one. It's very deep.
What?
Her snot.
Oh, I was like, what was that noise?
What?
All right. This is Blood, Tits, and Gore presents Three Girls, No Guy, and Shark Attacks. Ooh, killer sharks. Yeah. Ghost sharks. Deep blue sharks.
They do need to be protected. Let me start there.
Okay, yeah. Protected sharks. All sorts of sharks. We got naked sharks. We got hairy sharks. I am your host, Brooke, with my co-hosts.
I'm Sam.
I'm Tina.
All right. Pony is out sick, nursing the flu, or maybe a shark. We don't know. But I don't know if you guessed it by the fact that we keep talking about sharks and said shark attacks, but we are going to be talking about sharks today. And it's not even Shark Week. Like, how amazing is that?
But I think every week Shark Week.
Yeah. For someone.
For someone.
Also, when is it? It's springtime.
I don't fucking know when it is. I'm not one of those people. I did get really bummed when I saw that on average, less than five shark attacks, people die from shark attacks a year. I was really hoping it would be a lot heavier, a lot higher.
It's just they're misunderstood.
They're just misunderstood. They're big, cuddly, slimy babies.
I watched a show that said they are like the puppies of the ocean. Because this dude was a researcher, and he was like, he would go up and like scratch their bellies, and they would come to him to get their belly scratched. Fucking crazy.
You know, I did look up shark facts, and apparently there's something like over 400 and something sharks that we know about, like types of sharks, and only four are considered legitimately dangerous to humans.
I bet it's the tiger shark.
Okay, and Sam.
I fucking love sharks. I like it.
Keep going.
I don't think great whites are aggressive, but like mako sharks, fuck. I wouldn't know what the other ones are. Nurse sharks aren't. Hammerheads, maybe.
There's these ones in Shark Night, which I unfortunately had to watch. I mean, okay, it's fun. I assume that if you saw it in 3D, it would be kind of fun, but there was like no gore in it, and it was just kind of dumb. But they have like cookie cutter sharks in them. Have you heard of cookie cutter sharks?
Yeah.
They take like cookie cutter bites out of you. It's like they almost look like eel fish things, and they like put their lips onto you, their fish lips, and then their teeth just come out and bite you. It's almost like the a friggin' xenomorph, like the xenomorph mouth thing inside that comes out and is just like rah, takes a bite.
Wow.
But they're not particularly aggressive to humans. There have been like times where they've seen that there have been bites on the humans, or people will just be missing little chunks of skin, and they're like, "What the fuck?"
I mean, that's not the most awful thing if they just get out and they're "I'm missing kind of like some skin." Bink.
Oh,
and
I
took
know.
A little plug.
Let's continue. So, what did we watch? What do we watch this week? We watched Deep Blue Sea because Sam is fucking obsessed.
Good, because it's so good, and I watched it. At the same time, I watched Lake Placid for the first time, and like, it's fucking good, but it's wacky.
Yeah, it's
so
I like to,
wacky.
I like to think of it as one of the many movies that we see where Samuel L. Jackson smokes and then gets eaten by something.
Yeah,
because that also happens in Jurassic Park.
He's like the same role.
Yeah, yeah, he basically is.
It's so good though. Well, you watched this.
I did watch it. It was great.
Had you seen it before?
Yeah, I think the last time I watched it, though, was, like, maybe, like, 8 years ago or something. I don't know.
It doesn't hold up.
Actually, I mean, it looked great. I mean, for what it was, certain parts, I will say, though, there were times where the shark would come swimming through, and I was like, that looks a little off.
It's, like, bigger. There's one scene where they shoot from overhead, and it's, like, as big as a fucking cruise ship, and I'm like, you guys, we just saw it standing next to a dude, and it was not that big.
Very true. You cannot
do that. But
favorite, though, was LL Cool J.
Yes!
Oh, like, yeah!
When he is the bird!
So good, the bird. The bird. I love when when he's trying to avoid the shark in the kitchen, and his bird goes and lands on a little pot, And he tries to save it, and the shark eats his bird, and then he gets really pissed, and he has to try to kill the shark.
I would be pissed if somebody ate my bird.
Well, then doesn't the shark try to cook him in the oven?
Yes. Also, very what-the-fuck moment.
Wait, what? Yeah. Hold on. I haven't watched this in a really long time.
Okay. What? Let me tell you. LL was in the kitchen seeking shelter away from the shark, and the shark comes in. Of course. I mean, they're just like
floats in because it floods, right? The whole place?
Yes. Yes.
And their lair is fucking cool, though.
Very cool.
Okay, sorry.
Lairs have to be cool. They have to either be cool or creepy. Oh, if they're so not cool. One of those, then you're fucking doing it
and
wrong.
And it's like a little room. Bit of both. Yeah, it's great. He hides in the oven. And in my head, I'm like, oh boy, this like smart shark's gonna cook him. What? And then he does.
Twist.
That's a bit absurd because like if I had never seen an oven
you'd
before,
be like, how the
I
fuck?
Wouldn't I'd be like, he's in this weird little box. I would
and then you'd be like,
I feel like I would just open the oven, maybe.
Well
yeah.
I mean,
well doesn't he try to ram it a couple times?
Yeah, as sharks tend to do.
Yeah. They're rammers. Ramming. LL survives. Well, yeah, he does survive.
Uh-huh. Well, him and the blonde girl, right?
No, Tom Jane is a blonde man. He's handsome, though.
He is very.
So.
Well, and there's a blonde girl. She's on the cover.
Yeah, she dies.
She dies?
Yeah, everyone dies.
God, I do not. Wait.
Only LL and Tom Jane live.
Yeah.
God, I haven't seen this.
Because the British girl gets to the end, but then she cuts herself, and you're like, I don't fucking care.
She tried to have a hero moment.
And if, yeah.
She, like, cut her hand open, trying to distract the shark. And then she jumps in the middle of, like, the water. Like, instead of just, like, dabbing your hand in for a little distraction, she jumps in.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
And then it comes and fucking eats her. Well,
as they do.
Well, I don't really know what she was expecting to happen, but it happened.
Didn't it end with them still in the middle of the fucking ocean? Because they kill the shark, and then I feel like they're sitting on this little bit of the building that didn't sink.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, great. There's still miles between you and anything else, and there's a lot of other sharks.
Well, yeah, that was the last question LL asked. He said, are you sure there was only three sharks? And he says, yes. But then right when he says that, he, like, pulls his feet out of the water and gets, like, fully out of the water. But then a ship comes for them.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So they're... Oh,
like,
I mean, they're not
a
out
shark
of,
couldn't not, kill the ship.
Yeah, they're not necessarily safe. I don't know, I guess.
Because the shark did destroy the entire fucking facility, which seems a little...
Very true.
It was three sharks. I forgot that part.
Well, if the shark's, like, the size of a cruise ship, I imagine it can probably, like...
It was a lot of different
take
sizes.
Out a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you know... Okay, you know the movie I watched, Shark Night 3D, which I don't know how I didn't see this in the theater.
What year did this come out?
2011. It was, like, riding on the coattails of Piranha 3D, which is actually fucking good.
I've heard
Interesting.
That.
Have you guys not seen Piranha 3D?
No.
Oh my god. I saw it in 3D. It's amazeballs. But the animatronic sharks were built by the same people for Shark Night as they were for Deep Blue Sea.
Cool.
It's like Edge Innovations or something. They made them very specific. Each shark has its own specific internal shit going on because, you know... Yeah, there's a huge difference between killer sharks and very intelligent sharks.
Ooh.
But, yeah.
Good to know.
That's always interesting to me, too, is, like, the animatronic factor. The movie, I watched The Reef, and they only use footage of real sharks.
I don't even know. Who is in The Reef?
People I don't know. It was, like, four people I had no idea. But they were in Australia. Anyways.
I'm remembering
like
the cover.
Versus real. Interesting.
I remember the cover and I remember skipping over it several times because...
It was good, actually. I enjoyed it.
But you know what I didn't skip over? Sand sharks. And you know how many minutes I made into it? 10.
What's that?
It's awful.
Like Tremors
with awful.
Sharks?
It's awful. Like sci-fi is... Sci-fi original, like, make it in a day movies are better. It was so bad.
Damn.
It's like sharks that... come out of the sand. I don't know. I couldn't watch it, but there's like this guy who shows up and he wants to throw a really rad party and his dad is like mayor of the town or something. And it's real, real bad. It was so bad. I was trying to do stuff at like in the dispensary at my school and it was just like you know, fill in shampoos, and it's like, I'm gonna watch this real shitty movie, and, you know, write down some cool stuff. There's gonna be great gore moments. And then I was like, whoa, I was wrong. This is terrible. And I had to turn it off. It was bad. Like,
it must have been really bad. Man, if you did.
Yeah, well, but then, like, but then I watched all of Ghost Shark. I had already seen Ghost Shark.
Sharknado?
No. Oh my God, Sharknado. I watched the rest of Shark Night.
Shark Night.
Which was way better. I was able to sit through that. And they had, like, the hot dude from, have you guys watched Schitt's Creek?
No.
Yes.
You know the hot doctor who dates her? Who dates the sister?
Yes, I can't think of what his face is.
I can't either. Well, no, I can think of his face because I saw it earlier. But I can't remember his name. Oh, but wait, so what happens in The Reef? Did you watch the whole movie?
Yeah, it was good. It was this dude who, his job was to like deliver yachts and various boats to people who had purchased them, like if they're across fucking seas or whatever. So he goes with his best friend and his girlfriend and then his best friend's sister. And he's like, come with me on this thing. It'll be a couple of days. We'll get to sail. We just drop the yacht off, whatever. So they're doing
that. Just drop the yacht off.
Yeah, and then they, like, hit a reef because they want to go snorkeling at this island, run into a reef. Shit gets all fucked up, and the boat flips. So then it's them four, and then they had, like, a skipper or whatever helping him drive the fucking boat. And so they're all sitting on top of, the overturned hull of the boat. And the four of them decide to try to swim to safety because they're like, we're getting pulled out farther and farther. And, you know, we know there's an island 10 miles away. And, like, the longer we wait, the further we're going to get from that. We're not going to be able to swim. We can only survive so long without water, whatever. So then the four of them swim off. And then this shark is essentially, like, stalking them and just kind of picks them off one by one. And it was really good. And, like, they used, nothing was over the top. And it wasn't like this shark had, like, wanted to get revenge against them. It was just a fucking shark trying to eat. And it was hungry. Good. Yeah, it was good.
Did he have all of them? I really liked
it. He did. One girl made it to these little rocks, and then it ended and was like, she got picked up a day later. But there was, like, the two of them, and they were kind of in love, whatever. And
yeah, of course they were.
He is, like, it's at the fucking end. The shark's chasing them to this, like, thing, and they're right there, and he's, like, shoving her up on the little outcropping of rocks, and he takes like 45 fucking seconds and she can't lift herself up, and then he literally gets eaten when he can see the like he's about to crawl up on the shore. And ew. I was like, bitch, you know, your upper body strength is terrible and your friend's dead now.
Great.
But awful. I enjoyed it. I really did. It was well done, and like for a shark movie that I thought was going to be trash, I liked it, and I like sharks.
Good.
Yeah, there was only one scene where I was like, oh, that was on, someone made that on their computer. But everything else was real shark footage, and it fucking looked cool.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It was. I really liked it.
I think it gets really intense for me when, like, the toes are dangling, and they're, like, so close to being out of the water. They're, like, they're 95% out, and you're like, yeah, we're good. That's it. It's, like, that half a second, you should have been fucking quicker.
I know, that's exactly what the end was, where it was like, dude, you were trying to shove her out of the water for a whole minute, and you could have just been like, sorry, figure it out, I'm getting on here. Like, shit was just over, it was silly. But I liked the rest of it.
Very good.
And so there's just one shark then.
Just one shark, and he's a great white, but they called him a white pointer, which I'd never heard. They're
always great whites. Well, there's apparently, like, what was it saying? I wrote this down. A new species of sharks, gator ray, is identified every 2 weeks, approximately.
Wow.
Well, because, like, the ocean is so undiscovered. So, I mean, who knows?
It could be in any shark.
Well, it was a great white. They just apparently, like, in different places, they call it different names. I looked it up because I was like, did you make up a fucking shark for your movie?
That's if you discovered a shark, what would you name it?
Oh, God.
Definitely would have to, like, be based off of some sort of its characteristics.
Not like Mr. Sharkity Sharkerson.
I did name my fish Mr. Giggles.
Mr. Giggles.
Mr. Giggles? Oh, God, if it was, like, a shark that particularly liked to kill humans, and you named it Mr. Giggles. What kind of shark is that? It's a Mr. Giggles shark. You know, nobody's laughing when he's around. Like, dun, dun. Yeah. The other day I kept going, what's that, you know, drum noise? You know, it isn't chimes. Like, oh, we're hitting the chimes. Ding! I couldn't figure it out.
I love that.
Dun, dun. Well, speaking of bad movies, well, I guess there's going to be people who think Shark Night's good, but it's PG-13, so there's, like, no gore, there's no titties, like, nothing's fucking happening.
So who's going to think it's good?
I don't know, children. Like, okay. Why would you make a movie about the premise, though? The premise is like, let's start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. They're just some, you know, college, you know, undergraduates who want to go to a lake, a saltwater lake, as we do. And I don't know why I said we. I'm not an undergraduate. But they decide to go to their friend. I don't even fucking remember her name. Maybe it was Kelly.
Where are saltwater lakes?
I don't know. Around. But they go to this lake.
That's where and too much salt. They'll die.
They go to the lake and they're just gonna have fun, and it turns out it's like a redneck community because they all are, and she knows all the rednecks because she's from there, and you know, she starts out like driving her speedboat real fast to get to the lake cabin, and the cops are chasing her, and out everybody's freaking the fuck out, and then it turns out it's like the fucking sheriff is like, Kelly, you beat me this time. And it's like that actor who's from Grounded for Life, who was like the dad. Ugh, I can't remember what else he's in. But so they decide to go drive the you know, speedboat, and one of the guys who's like a football player is doing crazy tricks on his surfing thing. I say a lot. Oops, who cares? Anywho, he is doing all these tricks, and then all of a sudden he falls in the water, and he's like, oh, guys, something's attacking the surfboard, and they're just like, oh, I think his name's Malik. It's Malik. And he gets his arm bitten off, and then they're, like, freaking out, and then they realize there are sharks out there, and then people die in really boring ways, except for Catherine McPhee, who you might remember from American Idol and some other random things. I don't even know if she's, like, considered famous anymore. But she actually gets eaten by cookie-cutter sharks, because as it turns out, the rednecks in some crazy weird revenge thing have put revenge and money-making scheme have put several different types of sharks into this saltwater lake. Yes, because there's sharks in a saltwater lake that they put there because they were inspired by Shark Week and Faces of Death, and they hope to become famous. Ooh. So they film sharks attacking people so that they can become all rich and famous, and they're very redneck.
Have you guys ever Googled shark attacks or like on YouTube?
Oh, absolutely.
There's only one that I could find that was like a good one where she was, I mean, it was like hard to watch, but where they're out like kayaking in the middle of the water, and you see this fucking girl swimming, you see this massive shark behind her, and it just like takes a chomp out of her leg. But then they talk to the girl after, and she's like, honestly, like, it felt like a puppy biting at my leg because their teeth are so fucking sharp that it just like sliced through her shit. And it just like, she's fine. I think she maybe lost her leg or something, but she lived, obviously. But like, fuck no. I think sharks are the coolest, but no.
Well, I know there was one guy who got attacked by a shark. It's like a famous story. I do not remember his name, and I'm not going to look it up right now. But he was attacked by a shark, and the shark basically grabbed a hold of his back skin and pulled him so hard it almost ripped all the skin off of his back.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Dude, they're so strong. And like, but that's like the innately scary thing about sharks is like, you're in their domain, and no matter what you do, you're fucked. Like, they are the apex predator in water, and you are not meant to be there, and it's like they're going to fuck you up.
Well, but so like a lot of them are I don't want to say friendly sharks, but they just don't really give a shit about humans. I did read something that was like craziest things to find inside of a shark. Like, you know, people saying, oh, what's the craziest thing you found inside of a shark? And one of the comments was odd shoes. And I was just like, what made the shoes odd? Like was it shoes being in there that wasn't slightly odd, or were they like clown shoes? Like, what kind of shoes were they?
Interesting.
Very. Yeah. Well, you know, Shark Night actually, I want to say, I feel like it featured the most sharks probably than any movie has featured that wasn't a documentary or an informative movie, because it had bull sharks, cookie cutter sharks, hammerhead sharks, great white sharks, sand tiger sharks, maybe more. I don't know. I stopped paying attention at some point. But yeah, no, there's a point where I thought he said there were 46 sharks in the water, but I guess he might have said that they had already killed 46 people by shark attacks. I'm not sure. The redneck, the main redneck, is the hot guy, like the football player from the OC, like Luke.
I did look at the cast. There's a pretty good looking cast in that film.
Yeah, no, the main guy who's like, he's pre-med, but he can doctor a arm being completely ripped off. So, you know, our pre-med students are doing well out there. So when they kill Catherine McPhee, there's like the whole, you know, redneck being like super rapey thing where he's like, oh, blah, 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 titties, blah, blah, blah. And then okay. They like throw her into a, like almost like a net. So she's trapped in this net and then they release the cookie cutter sharks in them. And it's almost like they were copying Piranha 3D. These things just start going snap, 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 snap. And they're just watching on like a little TV. Like, you know, being like, oh, that's really funny. Oh, my God. And the little watcher, well, that one's over. And, you know, it's so stupid. Because, like, cookie cutter sharks, they're a species of small dogfish shark. And they're only, like, at the most, like, 56 centimeters in length. And they're weird cylinder-looking things with a blunt snout and, you know, eyes. And, you know, they have fins and shit, but they're pretty small. Like, they're not anything to write home about, but when they kill their prey, I don't think it's even so much their prey as much as it is an attack, because they tend to eat smaller fish. They gouge like plugs basically out of people. So I guess her death was kind of fun. How cute this is. But they're not highly dangerous. Did you look up the sharks?
I'm looking. Cute.
It's making cookies.
Okay.
I would not say that's cute, though. This is like...
No, that's not cute.
A very scared penis. They're cute, but
looks like it's dead. They look cute when they're alive.
Yeah, I think like most things look good when they're alive.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around with these guys. No offense.
One guy's trying to run away on a wave runner, and he gets eaten by a great white that jumps out of the water out of the blue, and just, which I assume was made for the 3D thing, because watching it for me, I was just like, okay. But jumps out and just eats him off the wave runner, and the wave runner silently just goes across the water, and without anybody on it, you know, as they do. But there's one point where, like, when the guy's about to leave, he turns around and looks at the girl, and he's like, how fast is your wave runner? And I was like, that was the douchiest thing I've ever heard.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't understand how the film was not gory.
It wasn't. It really, like, really wasn't.
I'm looking at the teeth on these things.
No, it really wasn't, because it was PG-13.
It literally looks like the angriest penis I've ever seen in my life.
It does look like an angry penis.
Well, look at the little holes they leave in things. That's cool.
That's not necessarily the word. If you're near a computer or
holding onto your phone, which you probably are, because we all are, look up cookie cutter sharks. They're kind of scary looking, but apparently they're not highly dangerous, and you know, they just, you know, hang out in schools of sharks. You know, it's just a bunch of buddies just swimming around, like eating smaller fish and shit like that.
Hanging in school, doing their thing.
Yeah, well, Shark Tank 3D was the first 3D shark movie since Jaws 3D, which, not good, right? I don't even remember.
Jaws played in 3D?
That's a really good question.
No, I think it's just a really shitty movie.
I typed Jaws 3R, so it's got 11%. Oh, it's Jaws 3D.
Oh, okay, then yeah, it was really fucking terrible. I was like, this is bad. On
I watched it.
Ugh.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, it's like real bad. But the director of Shark Night was actually also the director of The Final Destination, Final Destination 2, and Snakes on a Plane, which brings us back to friggin' Deep Blue Sea. So it's like Samuel L. Jackson, Snakes on a Plane.
Can I tell?
It's like we're playing that Kevin Bacon game.
A Snakes on the Plane story.
Yes, I love a Snakes on a Plane story. Let's call it Sharks on a Plane. Call it Sharks on a Plane, so it like goes with our theme.
Sure, but it has no relevance to that. My mother is a flight attendant, and she was just visiting, and she's like, the other day, our flight got delayed because there was a snake on the plane. a snake had gotten loose on the fucking plane. I would laugh
my ass off.
So I know she told me, I was like, Mom, do you know what you're fucking saying? Like, she didn't make the connection. And I was freaking out. And she's like, yeah, we just had to get a new plane. It was annoying. I was like, you're never going to find it. And I was like, Mom, no. Snakes on a plane.
Oh, my God. If the pilot had come across and been like, sorry, we're not going to be able to leave today because we have got to get this motherfucking snake off this motherfucking plane.
Yes!
I would have lost it. I would have lost it. That would have been the end.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I'm done. I was
like so fucking excited.
Jesus, take the wheel.
How did she not know that?
I don't know. I think she just wasn't thinking about it. And I was like, that's the greatest opportunity of your life.
Oh my God. That's yes. If I was sitting there and they were like, did they tell? I'm sure they didn't tell anybody. Well, why I think the plane
it
was delayed.
It could have been before they boarded, because she said that I think like the crew people found it or saw it and they freaked out and tried to like kill it.
Well, did they tell people away. Why the flight was canceled?
I don't know, and that's what I forgot to ask. Like, did you tell them? Like, did you make an announcement?
Because I would have been like. That would have been, like, the one delay or cancellation that I was okay with.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, yeah, I don't want to get on a plane that's full of snakes.
Yeah.
I've seen snakes on a plane. It doesn't always turn out right.
Oh, it's so great. I know. Okay.
Also, I don't want to be on... Shit, I don't want to be on a plane with a hornet. Like, just...
No.
Anything that might sting or bite
anything
me.
Anything that's mad and it's like, I don't want to be in a confined space and there's all these people... Fuck no. Yeah,
no thank you.
Well, that's why the fear of sharks is scary. It's like in this place.
Well, I would hope there wouldn't be a shark on a plane with me. How would it even get there?
Well.
Oh my God, we just wrote the newest movie for sci-fi. So it's sharks on a plane. They're flying a plane, but they're transferring sharks. They can only take them by plane. And so they're like in the cargo hold in like a giant like tank. But... the shark gets angry and it makes it into the fuselage and blah. Oh my gosh. People are getting eaten by a shark. Oh my God. Cabin pressure. All those weird yellow things fall down. What do we do? We put it on the person next to us first. Yes. We remember that.
Mm-hmm. I skipped a child.
I always
put it on yourself
that
first and then the person next
to you. No, if there's a child next to you, you're supposed to put it on
the
child.
No, you administer your own.
Oh, you're right. You do put it on yourself first. What if you just put it on you and don't put it on the person next to you?
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. Well, if a child can't... I mean, have you seen Hook? Like, I knew what those things were for because he throws the ball up and it hits it. Man... if you can't figure out that shit goes over your mouth after watching a video and seeing, like, a weird card about it and...
well, they reenact it, also.
You know those things only really actually give you air for, like, this very small amount of time? So you're like, cabin pressure's off. Let's hope you're not falling too long because...
weird.
You're gonna suffocate.
Well, here's the deal.
But you're gonna be really
high. If your plane's
crashing,
you're probably gonna fucking die anyways.
Very true.
So...
I'm scared. I'm scared.
Maybe
my time's gonna come soon.
I mean, it could be a very lost situation,
which is less than I. Well,
then
there's a lot of romance.
Do we have to save this for a plane crash episode? Because like I am so scared of a plane crashing that I have way too much knowledge in my head about plane crashes. So when we talk about it, I'm just going to be like hitting you guys with knowledge. Like, boom, this plane crash. Boom, this plane crash. And you guys are going to be like, what? I'm never getting on a plane again.
Well, number one, I'm never flying with you.
What? Oh, yes, you are. You're flying with me in a month.
I am, yes.
Yeah, we'll go
every
to Memphis.
Time you fly, your flights get delayed by like many hours up to days.
Or, yeah, I know. My flights will get canceled. It's only when I go to Memphis. Whenever I go to Memphis, Memphis is
great.
Like,
we're going to Memphis.
Memphis is like, don't leave. Stay. Stay with us. We want you to live here and die here like the rest of us. And I'm just
do
like.
Do they talk like that in Memphis?
Apparently they're kind of Irish, a little bit Scottish.
Like vampires.
Not exactly
or
sure. Maybe it's because I'm actually an O'Neill and I've had some wine. It's just like the.
It's coming out of you.
The drinker coming out of
it's
me.
It's seeping out.
Can we talk about my favorite movie real quick?
Yes.
My fucking favorite.
What is it?
It's fucking Ghost Shark, dude. Ghost Shark. Ghost Have you guys Shark? Seen like the GIFs and shit from that?
No.
Oh my God. Look them up as I talk about it. Look them up. It's like a sci-fi movie that came out in 2013. And I only saw it because one of my favorite shows ever was always The Soup with Joel McHale.
Oh,
and I would
so
watch
handsome.
It every week.
Love that.
And they were like, they had their clip of the week was a
a medley. I don't even know if that's the right word. Who cares? But it was like this whole thing of scenes from Ghost Shark. And it was hilarious. And I was like, I have to watch this. And it's seriously about a shark that was sadistically tortured and killed by, guess what? Redneck, random, you know, water people. And the shark is resurrected as a ghost shark after sinking into a mysterious cave. And the shark comes back hungry for revenge. So, Where does the ghost shark hang out? Well, he hangs out in your local swimming pool, bathtubs, buckets, pipes, a drinking cup, you know, at, you know, your water station. What are those?
He's little and then he gets big?
No, he just is a ghost.
Spirit of a ghost.
And he just
a shark.
he's the spirit of a ghost. That's like of a shark. He's a conundrum and a conundrum and a conundrum.
There we go.
But yeah, no, he kills a bunch of people, but just like at one point this guy, I want to say this guy's mopping, I don't remember, but this guy's doing something with a bucket and he just jumps out of the bucket and eats him. There's like one point where like a kid goes to try to slide into like one of those slip and slide things, and then there you go.
Let me see.
Car wash?
The car wash. The car wash. The car wash eats her.
Really fun.
Well, then there's like a kid who goes and does the slip and slide and goes straight into the shark's mouth because it's just a tiny bit of water. Tiny bit of water gets it.
That's cute. That's cute.
It's great. And then.
How does that get funded? Like, I mean, not as in a negative way. Well, you know,
it ended up becoming kind of successful just because social media was freaking out about how ridiculous the freaking plot was. Just, and all the deaths. It's so fake looking. It's so stupid. This guy, like, goes up to the, like, what do they call, like, when you're in an office building and you stand next to a watering object and you pour yourself a cup of water? The water cooler? Yeah, the water cooler. So they go up to, like, he's, like, at the water cooler and he's talking to people. And he's like, "Hurt to her, to her, to her," and he takes a sip of his water, and the shark literally bursts out of him because the ghost shark is now inside of him. Look up that gif. That one's amazing. I actually posted that on our Instagram. It's cool. Pretty friggin' rad. But Richard Mall, like from whom Night Court, ends up playing like a drunken lighthouse keeper who knows how to defeat the ghost shark, and a group of, you know, teenagers, like younger people, have to defeat the ghost shark, because if they don't, or, you know, ghost shark's gonna keep killing people, but, you know, they have a bunch of obstacles on the way to defeat it. But ghost shark's amazing.
Oh gosh,
it's probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen, because it's so stupid. Like Sharknado you'd think would be like the most legit of shark ridiculousness, but no, ghost shark. I'm putting my hand down for ghost shark. It's so good. How many times can I say ghost shark before like I become one? Did we watch another shark movie? Oh yeah, Pony was supposed to watch The Shallows. I did not watch that.
Wanted to watch that. No, I haven't seen it.
I supposedly it's pretty good. I just don't know if I'm a Blake Lively fan. I'm not. Indifferent about her. I know. I'm just okay with her.
She's fine.
I didn't watch Gossip Girl. Maybe I would care more.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things. She's like one of those people you follow. You have to like be on her train, and I'm not.
Yeah, I just don't even.
She's fine. I don't have anything against her. What's that one movie with the couple that gets left on the scuba diving?
Open Water.
Yeah, that kind of fucked me up a little bit.
I don't know if I haven't seen it or I saw it in my younger years and I was so high or drunk because, you know, kids get down back in the day. I have no idea if I saw it or not. I know the entire plot of it, which makes me think I did see it, but I don't know.
I feel like it's that every good. Time I watch something.
It's scary.
God, I love it. Dude, I could watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith 1,000 times and still not remember a fucking thing that happens in it.
So. Yeah, that's weird.
No, and I love What's it. Every time I watch it, I love it. I love it.
The only thing you get from that movie is they're fucking like...
They're the hottest people in the world having sex.
And
yeah.
And it's mean.
There's sexual tension. Good. Is like the only thing I remember. Oh my God,
I know. I know. And that's because that's what the point was.
And that's when Brad Pitt was hot.
Great.
But honestly, he was at his peak with Jennifer Aniston. And that's they ended right after that.
He had that like really awful
I think Fight Club hair. Children do things to people, man.
The Fight Club hair was
I thought he was fixed. Okay. I was about to, I thought you were about to say bad things about it. Oh no, you are.
The Fight Club hair was the jam.
He is so sexy in Fight Club.
I don't like him when he has like the buzz cut. It makes him look stockier. And I don't
stockier,
like it.
Or
yes.
Like what? No, I love it. Like I just want him to get the shit beaten out of him, and then I want him to beat the shit out of my vagina. Oh, that's how I feel.
Okay. Like, so when I watch that movie. It's fucking.
He's so hot.
But that's when he was Jennifer Aniston. She got him at the fucking top, man.
Well, he was young. He was young. It's the children, man. It's the children.
Yeah. Well, once
because
he,
when he got with
sad.
Angelina Jolie, she had already adopted.
I think she's like a vampire. What's that
she
called?
Might where be
she
a
sucks
vampire.
The life out of people.
Emotional vampire.
A succubus.
Oh, a succubus. But they do it in a sexy way.
Well, yeah. She's pretty sexy.
Yeah. Well, she was.
Children she's do that to like you.
Children do that to man. You. Well, don't we'll do get it. To that. We'll get
she's
to that
got
later.
A lot. But also, okay, Jaws is the best movie of all
oh,
time,
yeah.
in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about Jaws.
That's like my favorite movie
oh my God.
Just
you know
in general.
I think What's-His-Face is sexy in that.
Richard Dreyfuss? Hello?
Oh, my God. Richard. Oh, we just like yelled
sorry.
Into the microphone.
I have a framed picture of him in my room.
Oh, my God. Richard Dreyfuss is so sexy in that movie. And I watch it, and I'm just like... Holy crap.
And it's fucking denim
and then,
tuxedos.
And then I remember
give
Mr. Holland's
some.
Opus, and I'm like, what am I doing? What
he's
am I doing?
He's good.
No.
He's hot.
He's so hot with his little
she's so hot.
Although I think you'd be taller than him, right?
Yes. But okay. He's got the beanie.
But he has
he's
got
the
beanie, the glasses. He's
the denim.
Scruffy.
Oh, he's so hot in that.
Oh my God.
No, that movie is incredible. I love Steven Spielberg. I think there's a lot of people who don't love him.
I love Steven Spielberg.
But I love Steven Spielberg. And there's the opening of that movie is one of my favorites of all time.
Ah, it's great.
And like there's the sounds, sorry.
It's like on,
that.
It's like on the tier with like Halloween, just great openings where somebody fucking dies.
Well, and like oh yeah, cuz that girl dies right away. I'm thinking of the intro where like all the kids are at the beach and you hear the like you're kind of going through the water. Like the camera's going through the water,
right.
And you're going
yeah.
above and below water. And if you go to Barton Springs, you can experience that sound. You sit at the end in the water, and it's just like the sounds in Jaws. It's
I don't
fucking
want to
experience weird.
That.
It's cool though, where it's like the kids yelling, and then you go underwater, and it's muffled, and like the colors in that movie, and the fucking. It's so good when like when Quint tells the fucking story of the USS Indianapolis, which actually fucking happened. When they're on the boat, where all the men, you know, where the ship sank and all the men are in the water and, like, they're just sharks.
Oh, wait,
is that real.
Is that the one where, like, they believed that at least 100 people had died by being eaten by sharks?
We watched a Shark Week, we watched a part of it last night, but there was a Shark Week, like, Ashley bought a 10-year-old one because it was,
which
like, $5.
Which is so random. Like, why?
Yeah. I don't know. We just like sharks. And they told the story of it and, like, so a lot of the men died via shark attacks, and then, like, a lot of them died just from exposure and all that shit, and the sharks were just fucking eating them. And, like, they were, like, they had this dude who was talking about it, and he was, like, you could just hear screaming all fucking night. If you couldn't sleep because you're in fucking cold-ass water, it's pitch black, shit's constantly bumping into your legs, and then, yeah, people are being fucking eaten, and
dude,
you
I'd
don't want to move
away
wrap, from
the pack. I'd take a bunch of bodies like, and weave them together and just get on top of them.
But the scene in Jaws where Quint tells that fucking story is so intense, because it's like they're all wasted,
and then this weird feeling
comes over them, and he just tells the fucking story.
I hate that he dies.
I know, but he's kind of like a fucking loon. So
I
you kind of
know,
knows
but
what's
I
happen.
Like my loons, man. I'm kind of a loon.
Oh, that movie's so goddamn
I still want to do Jaws on the Water.
I know, it's expensive.
It's
though.
So expensive.
Like, fucking.
Why does it cost so much money to be scared these days?
I don't know, but I think that's one of my.
I mean, I get scared being in water normally. I don't think a shark's gonna come. Well, I don't know. As I've learned in the past 24 hours, sharks can appear anywhere. So
they really can go in
really where you least expect it.
Lakes. There's golf courses in Australia where there are sharks in the like water traps.
Oh my God, Australia's fucking terrifying.
It's full
there are
of criminals
I mean,
and
you,
things that want
to
kill you.
You can't really get into the water there because there's sharks everywhere. And I saw whatever.
Great whites.
What is the Olsen Twins movie where they're in Australia and they're just
our
hanging
lips are
out?
Sealed.
Oh my God! And they're just hanging out at the beach, and I'm like, ugh, lies.
Yeah.
Because I've read about Australia, you can't
there's
do that there. There's literally
the
sharks everywhere.
Okay,
don't
you
they
can't
have like box jellyfish
in Australia?
Too?
My friend sent me a picture.
Spiders or snakes.
Yes. She was getting in the shower, and there was a spider the size of her palm in the shower. No, thank you.
Absolutely not. No, I don't think so.
New Zealand's probably pretty chill, though.
Oh, I love New Zealand, I think, maybe. I've never been there, but I want to go there. Flight of the Conchords makes me think everybody's great there.
Australia looks beautiful,
yes,
though.
Yes, Lord of the Rings.
And
oh
also,
gosh,
like, they're
it's so Lord of the Rings is filmed in a landscape.
That's New Zealand.
Oh, we're still talking about New Zealand.
Well, both. I said, I don't know which one I said, but I think both are probably beautiful. The deserts of Australia have to be gorgeous. Deadly, but gorgeous. Like the red sea.
Everything's
sand.
Deadly there. I don't know how people have survived living there for so long. So some fun shark facts, guys. They have super good hearing. Everything we've seen in these movies is actually true. They can hear shit from like really fucking far away.
And their sense of smell is, they can like smell blood, like a drop of blood in the water from like a mile away.
Yeah, but sometimes there's a chance that they'll come up and they'll see like something large that they don't want to fuck with, and they're just like, eh, another day.
So is it the blood? Do they smell it?
They smell it.
They smell it. Okay.
I think it's like a smell taste thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I think it's smell.
Most of them are pretty social too. Like, you know, the movies make it seem like they're just like loners who just go after fucking killing people, revenge, all sorts of stuff. But for the most part, most species are actually pretty social. But that's another question that scientists haven't actually figured out. They're not sure if they're truly social creatures or if it just seems like they are, or if some of them are and some of them aren't. Because they don't actually really fully understand how sharks use their brains, like what they're thinking. You know, we kind of have a general idea of what a lot of animals, like what their point is, what they're doing. But sharks are kind of a bit of, I'm going to say conundrum again. Like, it appears as though they don't really sleep as much as they... shut off one part of their brain while another part of the brain keeps going. I mean, there's types of fish that just float around. They're asleep, but their body keeps going. So,
ooh, like
yeah,
that.
And that's
that's
pretty crazy.
Super cool.
Man, there's so... This, on the thing I watched last night, they were talking about... Because it was this family. It was so funny. Because it was, like, 10 years old. And it was this, like, documentary or this segment about this family who studies sharks. And the grandpa is, like, so wildly misogynistic to the point where you're, like, he would not be allowed on TV today. And it's fucking crazy. But it's the mom, the dad, the grandpa. And then they have three young boys named Wilder, Storm, and Cruz. They were, these bleach blonde little Australian... Yeah. Oh, so fucking cute.
It's like, Wilder.
Wilder became the youngest.
He became the youngest? He wasn't just born
that? He became the youngest shark, youngest to dive in a shark cage ever. And he was like, they're getting out there to go, and they made a special mini shark cage for the kids to go in.
Oh, that's fun.
And he's
that
like, he's
safe.
Kind of freaking out, and like, they're like, Wilder, are you nervous? He's like, yeah. He's like, he's about to go in a fucking shark cage.
I feel like he actually said, yeah.
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 Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
But
he got real British just then.
But they did said something because they were tracking these sharks. And this one shark went like on a 9,000 mile journey in 2 months.
You know, they go so far. Well, they don't know why. They don't know why they migrate, because there's no reason as to why they would migrate so far. It's not like, you know, how some different species will, like birds go down for the winter, or this one goes down, you know, like, hey, I'm cold, I'm going to go somewhere where it's warmer. I'm going to, you know, hey, there's no more food right here, I'm going to move to somewhere where there's food. They don't know why, because there's no specific reason why these sharks are migrating all over the place.
I don't know, this probably has nothing to do with it, but don't sharks also, like, if they aren't having constant water passing through their gills, they'll die. Like, they always have to be in motion, I think.
Really?
I don't know that.
You should Google that.
No, but I'm pretty sure that's real.
I think you should Google it while I ask Christina this question. So, boom! You're in a saltwater lake. All of your sweet college friends are drinking it up all around the keg. Ooh. And you're like, I'm going to go for a swim in the lake. Because, like I just said, you're in the lake. You're already there. You're there. You're in the lake. You have one of those weird, like, noodle things. You're just floating around on it.
I can't swim.
You feel like something tug you.
Mm-mm.
What is it? What is it? What just tugged you? Is it a shark? Could it? Oh my God, Christina, it's a shark. What do?
I panic.
No, you need to know.
No, you need to know what you're gonna do. What are you gonna do? Did you
watch Shark Week ever?
Yeah. No. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna punch it and swim away.
Yes, yes.
In the nose and damage the eyes.
And damage the eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Someone did that. Not a fan of not seeing. Deep Blue Sea.
He stabbed him with a cross.
With his cross. Yeah.
Yeah. They do that in like a lot of shark movies. People. Yeah. People.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to punch the shit out of the nose,
which doesn't always work. It's the same. It's the same thing as like a bear's attacking. Curl into a ball. A bear's attacking. Fight for your life. You know, like, it's not always gonna work. I mean, a shark might just be like, I'm gonna eat you.
I feel
you.
Like I'd be a shark's appetizer.
Yeah.
But
they don't want to kill humans, so they usually think we're seals. Okay, wait, but I found this information.
I like how you said that so nonchalantly.
Well, because they're killed at an alarming rate, because shark fin soup is bad. It's a whole thing. Okay.
Shark soup?
Shark fin soup. They literally
I would never eat hunt that.
Sharks all the
is
time.
Is it that good?
Cut off their fucking fins, throw their dead bodies in the water, and they're like, thanks.
Yeah. And sea shepherds, check out the sea shepherds. Wait, I'm confused.
How good is the soup?
It's like some delicacy.
Overseas. This is like one of those delicacies where you like eat brains or poop and it actually tastes like shit. Probably. But it's so like hard to come by.
But it's tragic because they're like damaging these populations of sharks because fuck. Yeah, and they just dump their fucking bodies and they leave them to die. Okay, this says obligate ram ventilators are sharks that have lost the ability and the necessary anatomy for buccal pumping, and instead can only respire using ram ventilation. Sharks from this group, which includes great whites, makos, and whale sharks, would indeed die from lack of oxygen if they stopped swimming. That's why it's really hard to have great whites in captivity, or that's part of the reason. Also,
it's fucking terrifying.
They start bumping into the same shit over and over and over, and they eventually like just get brain damage.
They
get bored. True.
That's like like SeaWorld, where all these like killer whales snap shit and start killing their trainers, and they're like, "Oh, these fucking animals are wild."
I went to SeaWorld when I was a kid, and I have zero memory of it. Zero memory of it. I think we had pictures at some point of us there, and I wasn't at that point in any way fascinated by fish, large or small, so I didn't quite understand why we were there. I think that was like when Free Willy, is that a thing? Free Willy, yes. Yeah, that was like fucking huge, so everybody's like, oh my God, orcas.
Free Willy's the
shit. But I had read Moby Dick, so I was like, but are we actually killer fighting them?
But yeah, they shouldn't. I understand the intention of like wanting to bring wildlife to the general public, like things that you can't, not everyone gets exposed
to. Well, and some things actually, like when it comes to certain zoos and like wildlife, what is it called?
Like reserves.
Sanctuaries. Like sanctuaries are really good for
think it's good intentions, bad execution.
Yeah.
But like, let's just like, you know, be like, hey, that was a bad idea. We'll stop now. You know?
So, what's your favorite shark attack? Like, let's go shark attack kills out of all the movies we've seen involving sharks. I mean, I would hope you wouldn't have a favorite real life one that's kind of freaky.
I just talked about it. When the dad, Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that one.
It's incredible and absolutely unforgettable. When he gets his arm bit off by the shark, they're trying to airlift him out on a stretcher. He's got oxygen on. So something happens, the shark like breaks the thing, right?
Yeah.
And he falls into the water. Then the shark grabs onto a stretcher and the dude can live underwater because he's got the oxygen tank. And it slams him full force, I'm getting away from the thing, into the fucking glass like viewing wall in the facility. Yeah. It's so cool.
Oh, is that when it like bursts through and everybody turns around? It's like, oh shit.
Because he's on his stretcher and it's metal, so he like jams him in.
Okay, yeah. And that's like the main big scene that I remember.
He's also just like his face is just like watching his girlfriend, like the like other scientist that he's boning. And he's just like watching her with his like oxygen mask. And she's like heartbreaking. And it's like, run for your life, bitch.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's so good, though. That's I'd have to say that's mine,
it's
too.
It's unforgettable. It's
good, for sure. That shark is I'm going to fucking kill your friend and all of you.
You know, I was going to do my ghost shark, something from my ghost shark, which I absolutely adore. But I'm going to go with the original shark attack from fucking Jaws. Like, where that... girl is like, let's go skinny dipping with all of her 70s so glory.
Funny.
And she runs and jumps into the water and just, she becomes like a water dancer. Just back and forth, back and, oh, where'd she go? And just titties flying. Titties flying back and forth.
It's so funny.
Yes, love it. Yes. No, that is, I think that's my favorite. I don't want to say, I think that's what I would consider best kill. Best kill faux show. Okay, guys, killer sharks, smart sharks, ghost sharks, tornado sharks. What would you?
Sharks.
Sharks. Different types of sharks over here. what would you be most afraid of?
I like that.
I don't even know what kind of accent that is, but it came out.
It's good.
Tell me what kind of sharks you don't like. Sharks.
You should use that next time we go out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna make that's so my, many new friends. That's my friend. No, but it's you have to be in one of these movies. You have to fight one of these things. What are you fighting? Best
chances?
Or, yeah. What do you think? Like what are you least afraid of? I guess. Or which one's the scariest one? Which one do you absolutely not want to have to? Which shark do you not want to have to fight?
I like that. That's very comforting.
I know, the right? Ghost shark making you seem like a fair fight. I'm making you so much more comfortable.
I feel like ghost shark is. It sounds pretty terrifying because then it's like
because it can be anywhere. Be
okay, yeah. Because she's very spiritual and she has crystals, and I feel like she could like somehow save it with crystals. Maybe.
I don't know. Well, I don't like that whole situation. I think I would have to jump in Jaws. I'd want to be in that whole body.
You didn't like the ghost shark situation.
No, like I want to like be living that glorious time of like free and lucky. Wait, not free and lucky. Happy go lucky? I don't know. Yeah.
The town seems fucking cool.
See, no, I think I'm smart sharks. Like I don't want to deal with smart sharks.
Yeah, because they're already really intelligent. Because
ghost sharks, I'm like, sweet, stay away from water.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I don't want to go around the smart where the shark's gonna outsmart
me. I'm not gonna drink any water. Well, it doesn't say like beer or wine or anything. I'll just be drunk all the time.
So then we're fine.
Yeah, and we'll just get fucking wasted and avoid the ghost shark. Yeah. What if they're all attacking us? They're all attacking us. Maybe we can convince the smart sharks to attack the killer sharks. Oh, but then a sharknado hits. What do we do when the sharknado hits?
Mm. Well, we can't ask Portia because she gets killed. Portia Williams, no one? Okay.
No.
I haven't watched that in forever.
I just remember
there's like one point where they're like going up the stairs of like a townhome or a house or something and the water's filling up and a shark's trying to go up the stairs. And I was just like, what?
Oh,
what?
I think I made a fib. I think I watched Sharknado 3.
Oh, okay.
Sharknado Too Many.
Yes. Yes.
She, that poor girl.
Yes.
Whatever. Oh my God. She had her time.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Very true.
Anyways, you know what? But here's the cool thing about sharks. They're in water.
Yeah.
And I don't have to be. That's not my domain.
But you are water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
They're just.
So, hey, kids, what did we learn today? What did we learn?
Cookie cutter sharks.
Cookie cutter sharks make cookies.
Cookie cutter sharks.
Cookie cutter sharks. Mmm, delicious.
Love them. No, cookie cutter sharks look like angry penises. I learned that
today.
They do
look like angry penises.
One, two.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. There are lots of sharks.
They're scary.
But you know what?
But we still gotta respect and protect. They're pretty harmless.
Very true. Shout out to the sea shepherds. Yeah. Check them out. Saving all the sharks all over.
Because they deserve to be saved.
Very true.
They're just trying to live.
All right, guys. In the words of Samuel L. Jackson, we have got to get these motherfucking sharks off this motherfucking plane. It's our new movie. It's our new movie. Yeah. Sharks on a plane. Very true. All right, guys. Stay woke.